This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new law that relates to crime in Missouri.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill
921. Senate Bill 921 makes changes to several parts of state law, including Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, Domestic Violence Incident Reporting, Higher Education Memoranda of Understanding, certain mental health services for victims of crime, and victims' rights. Senate Bill 921 was truly agreed to and finally passed on May 12th and was signed into law on July 1st. It became law on August 28th. Missouri senators first debated the measure on April 6th. Senate Bill 921 is sponsored by Senator Jeannie Riddle of Callaway County.
Removes the language regarding law enforcement agencies to classify a homicide or suicide as being related to domestic violence within 15 days after the homicide or suicide.
During debate, Senator Scott Sifton of Afton had some questions about what the proposal would do.
Language talking about the Highway Patrol including in its voluntary system of reporting for compilation of the crime in Missouri, all reported incidents of domestic violence.
Senate Bill 921 has five components contained in it. The new law designates February as Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month in Missouri. Also, the new law makes changes to the ways information is compiled in the annual crime report published by the Missouri Department of Public Safety. This removes time requirements in current law for the required reporting by law enforcement agencies of domestic violence-related homicides and suicides to the Missouri State Highway Patrol. In addition, this new law requires the Highway Patrol to present its annual report on domestic violence-related homicides and suicides to the Governor and Missouri General Assembly by March 1st rather than February 1st. It also requires the governing board of each public institution of higher education in Missouri to engage in discussions with law enforcement agencies and to enter into a memorandum of understanding concerning sexual assault, domestic violence, dating violence, and stalking involving students on and off campus. Also, under most recent law, compensation paid for mental health services from the Crime Victims Compensation Fund may only be paid if the service was provided by certain licensed professionals. The new law adds licensed board-certified psychiatric mental health clinical nurse specialists and nurse practitioners to the list. Previously, victims of certain specified crimes automatically had certain enumerated rights. Victims of other types of crimes have the same rights upon written request. Senate Bill 921 adds victims of sexual offenses and victims of domestic assault to the list of crime victims who automatically have enumerated rights. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.